5.14.
So, Alessandro, how did the idea of pastor evangelists come about?
Well, I'm half Italian, half English, and I've always been interested in the sector of food and beverages. Mm-hmm. And I've been thinking about creating a new brand in the food and beverage sector for quite a while. And I saw an opportunity of creating potentially the first premium artisanal fresh pasta brand in the UK, but even internationally. And so 2.5 years ago, we started by selling gnocchi to my friends.
Where are you based?
Our business is based in London. However, our product is distributed and sold everywhere in the UK. We have an office in Farringdon. Our kitchen is in East London. And we also have a concession, a pasta vendor's concession in Harrods.
Who actually makes the pasta?
So yeah, we have a whole team of sfoglini. Maria Rosaria, Livia, Michelangelo, Federica, Francesca, who make fresh pasta every day. So sfoglini is an Italian word which means pasta artisans, mm-hmm. and it derives from the word sfoglia, which is the pasta sheet.
Right.
All our sfoglini are Italians. Having said that, we are also training non-Italians to make pasta, such as Darina, Sameya, Veronica. So people from Poland, Russia, Bangladesh, why not?
Mm-hmm. Where do you get your ingredients from?
We have quite an extensive number of different suppliers for our ingredients because we make hundreds of different recipes. So we're always always working with new suppliers, veg, meat, fish, eggs, flowers. And I would say that we work with a mix of both Italian suppliers for some ingredients, but also British suppliers. Mm-hmm. I think I would say that the quality and the freshness of the produce is what we're most after, as well as the authenticity, whether it's the pistachios from Sicily or hazelnuts from Piemonte. It really depends.
Approximately how much money did you need to raise to get the project off the ground?
So whilst it was relatively inexpensive to get the business started, i.e. I invested £2,000, and even the second step was not colossal, i.e. £60,000. Once we were keen to increase growth, we had to raise larger amounts of money, i.e. we raised £500,000 and then £1.7 million.
Mm-hmm. One of the ways in which you tried to get more investment was appearing on Dragon's Den. What happened when you went on the programme?
So Dragon's Den was really an amazing experience. We really enjoyed it. It gave immediate visibility to the brands to approximately 2 million individuals across the UK. Mm. It was free. And the brand was shown in a very positive light. And we were able to showcase our products, our craftsmanship and our story. Mm-hmm. Having said that, we didn't raise the capital from the Dragons.
What would you say is the unique selling point, the USP of Pastor Evangelists?
The USP is probably the quality of the product, which is a reflection of the artisanality, the freshness, the originality, the ingredients themselves, the craftsmanship of the product, the fact that it's made by hand. So yeah, a handmade, fresh product probably is our USP.
Who are your main competitors?
I don't think there is direct competition. At the moment, to our knowledge, there aren't companies doing what we're doing, exactly what we're doing. Having said that, the food industry itself is massively competitive, and therefore we're fighting for the same share of wallets as thousands of other companies. Mm. Especially in the UK and London, people are bombarded with different offers, different companies, new brands, existing brands, restaurants, takeaway, Deliveroo, recipe boxes. So it is very competitive overall.
How do your prices compare with having an Italian pasta dish in a restaurant?
Well, I'm glad you suggested that our competition is Italian restaurants rather than supermarket pasta or takeaway pasta or other recipe boxes, because indeed We see ourselves as restaurant quality delivered to your home. Having said that, our dishes are, on average, 20, 30, in some cases 40% less expensive than a equivalent dish sold in a restaurant in London, an Italian restaurant. And our pricing varies depending on what dish it is. We've done more than 200 different pasta recipes to date. And the pricing varies from £6 to perhaps a more, let's say, simple dish to £12 for a more luxurious pasta dish.
How would you describe a typical customer?
It's hard to say because we do have, our product is, we define it as quite democratic in that it's a product which appeals to several different types of customers. We have families, we have younger couples, we have people who buy it as a special occasion for dinner parties.
Where do you sell your products?
So roughly a third of our sales are in London, two-thirds are outside of London. So every day we ship hundreds of boxes from Cornwall to Scotland to Wales to the Isle of Man. Everywhere. Everywhere we find, and we actually find that most locations where we ship to, apart from London, are small villages we've never heard of, where there is less availability of high-quality, convenient food, where it's more difficult to find a product like ours.
Are you hoping to expand your business?
So, yeah, we think that the market for our products in the UK is fairly vast. We think we've just scratched the surface. There's much more we can do. And we just started only 2 years ago. And so our plan is certainly to grow. Hopefully we can grow fourfold this year.
Yes. Well, thank you very much, Alessandro. It's been lovely talking to you.